91X News.
It's 8 degrees and cloudy. I'm Taylor Rankema with 91X News. For Quinte West OPP, distracted driving has been one of the top four proactive traffic initiatives for the past 2 years. They say taking your eyes off the road for just a second can prove fatal for you and someone around you. So far this year, Quinte West officers have stopped 115 vehicles and charged those drivers for driving while texting or talking on a cell phone. The OPP wants everyone to leave the multitasking at home or at the office. They say it does not belong in your vehicle. With full-time faculty contracts set to expire in August, members from the Ontario Public Service Employees Union, or OPSU, recently met to set their demands for a new deal. Among those demands were matters such as class sizes, academic freedom, and salary. According to Pat Doctrell, vice president of Local OPSU 420, which represents faculty at Loyalist, maintaining union principles is at the foreground.
Things that, you know, we want to make sure that we maintain our union principles, we maintain our educational principles.
President of OPSU 420, Bernard Belanger, says that in negotiations such as these, minor details play important roles.
Changing a word in the collective agreement might mean nothing to you, but it might have far-reaching effects.
OPSU representatives will meet with the College Compensation and Appointments Council to hash out the details of the new contract in June. And the Liberals need NDP support to pass the budget and avoid another election, but Premier McGuinty says the NDP's budget demands would add $1 billion a year in spending. NDP leader Andrea Horvath says her call for a new income tax on people earning more than $500,000 would pay for most of the NDP's budget demands. Horvath says she was taken aback by McGuinty's claim about the costs of her party demands, which she calls silly, and warns the Liberals are in for some tough negotiations. The first vote on the budget motion is still 2 weeks away, and McGuinty says there's lots of time to reach a deal with the NDP to avoid defeating the minority government. McGuinty says he wants to know specifically what programs the NDP would cut to pay for their demands, but Horvath says she's already presented all of her ideas. And the calls for Defense Minister Peter McKay to be fired over the Auditor General's scathing F-35 report have gotten louder and nastier.
The opposition Liberals pointed to a flub yesterday in Halifax where Peter McKay referenced the wrong statistical table in trying to make his case over the conflicting numbers associated with last week's bombshell audit. Liberal House Leader Mark Garneau says it made him question whether McKay is either incompetent
or is he not too bright.
The personal attack follows claims the Conservative government lied over the cost of the multi-billion dollar program by not including roughly $10 billion in regular ongoing operational expenses. Murray Brewster, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
That's 91X News to 303. Here's John Boldrick with sports.
It was an afternoon start for the Toronto Blue Jays today as they wrapped up their series with a win. The Jays beat the Boston Red Sox 3-1 in MLB action. The Jays' offense was powered by Rashie Davis, who went 1-for-2 with an RBI triple. Ricky Romero got the start, delivering 8 1/3 solid innings of 3-hit ball with 5 strikeouts. The Jays have an off day tomorrow, but are home to the Baltimore Orioles on Friday. The NHL playoffs begin tonight with a trio of interesting first-round matchups. In the East, 4-seeded Pittsburgh Penguins battle the number 5-seed Philadelphia in a game which is surrounded by bad blood. Things are a little busier over in the Western Conference as Detroit takes on Nashville. The teams split their 6 regular season matchups. And finally, in the late game, first-place Vancouver faces off with the 8th-placed LA Kings. Canucks forward Daniel Sedin was absent from the team's practice today. The Canucks star is recovering from a concussion. Buffalo Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff will not coach Canada's World Hockey Championship team. Ruff had previously coached Canada at the 2009 tournament, where the team won a silver medal. The coaching duties may now fall to Carolina Hurricanes' Kirk Muller or Tampa Bay's Guy Boucher. Both coaches accepted positions to be assistants last week. The tournament kicks off May 4th in Zurich. Canada last won gold at the tournament in 2007. That's sports. Here's Taylor Rankema with 91X Weather.
Today, mainly cloudy, clearing later on, and a high of plus 10. Tonight, a few clouds with a low of plus 2. For Thursday, sunny with a high of 14. And for Friday, sunny with a low of minus 1. It's 8 degrees. I'm Taylor Rankema with John Boldrick. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4 o'clock.